Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour of this live Friday edition, the 16th day of June 2006. I travel to L.A. next Wednesday. Saturday and Sunday is our huge, the Super Bowl of 9/11 events, as Jack Blood termed it. I agree with him. And guess who's going to be there? The folks who produced Loose Change. We're going to have Jason and Dylan Avery there. A man who can't be there for the full conference is Corey Rowe, because Corey's going for his brother's graduation. By the way, Corey, who I got a chance to meet in person, a great fellow. All of them are wonderful, very intelligent young men. He is a combat veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq. Saw some of the heaviest fighting in the first days after the invasion of Iraq. And he's not just here to talk about Loose Change second edition that we have right now, Loose Change third edition coming out soon, the huge 9/11 rally they're going to have at Ground Zero coming up on September 11th. Also, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about a video interview that's exclusive that we've that we're putting together, that we did an hour-plus interview with him. We're cut down to about 30 minutes, about something that mirrors, in many respects, what happened with the Marines a few months ago. But this wasn't a massacre, because it was an accident, and they told the truth, and it was investigated, the difference between the Hadiya situation. So we'll be talking about that some as well. Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe, good to have you gentlemen on.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, Alex, good to be on the show.
You bet. Just out of the gates, gentlemen, how is Loose Change 3rd Edition coming along?
Slowly but surely. Still kind of getting things together, but working as fast as we can.
You're going to have something very special for us on Sunday, aren't you? I've got you guys blocked out for an hour and a half.
Yes, you do. You're going to have us for an hour of video and then a half hour of a little question and answer session afterwards.
And what are people, just give us an idea of what we'll be seeing.
Well, I suppose just a sneak preview of just everything that we've gotten. We're still very early in the, you know, in the whole production stages. I haven't done any new voiceovers yet, so, you know, like I said, it's still in the works, but I hope to have something pretty good for you guys to see, at least a preview, just some interviews, some evidence that we've turned up, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, Loose Change 2 is powerful, and I'm hearing Loose Change 3 is going to be monumental.
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Wait till you guys see Terror Storm. It's going to knock your socks off.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait, man. We're looking forward to it.
Chicago was dynamic, to say the least. Corey, if Chicago was great, what do you think L.A. is going to be like?
Oh, man, I'm sure L.A. is going to be a great show. I can't really stress enough how much I really want to be there and be a part of it. It's too bad I got to go back. You know, my brother only graduated high school once. It should be an amazing conference. I'm sure a lot's going to get accomplished. A lot did at the Chicago one. A lot more at this one. Like you said, it's Super Bowl of 9/11 conferences. I've talked to so many people out in L.A. who are just like Paramount Pictures and Line Cinema, these people, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going out to this 9/11 conference. They're like, oh, I want to go, get me tickets, blah, 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 blah. There's so many people that are interested about it, and so many people, like, the word's spreading out there. It's buzzing real good.
That's right. You guys are going to be out there. You're going to be there the 3 days before, so we got to hook up while we're out there. We're going to break. When we come back, I want to get into 9/11, what you guys think is the most important foundational pillars of it being an inside job. And then, Corey, I want to switch gears and get into the incredible video interview that you, for the first time, gave us. Took a lot of courage to do it. Give us an idea of what we'll be discussing when we get into that.
Yeah, we're going to be discussing an operation that went from bad to worse to even beyond that. Real quick, on a rainy afternoon in Mosul, Iraq, on a routine, operation just to resupply some of our oppositions. It went bad, essentially. That's what we'll be talking about.
But it was handled correctly after it went bad compared to...
Definitely. I mean, we'll go into also, you know, the aftermath and how an instance like that is properly handled, which my unit did, as opposed to what happened with the Marines.
I also want to talk about how the CNN was staging video with the Rangers, with you and Special Forces in Afghanistan, another example of this. In fact, I pegged that very news report as manufactured. And you were there actually witnessing the entire thing. We'll talk about that as well. We'll talk to two of the main forces behind Loose Change 2nd Edition and Loose Change 3 coming out when we get back. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 25 seconds into this second hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday edition. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. All the sites have the basic same information, but each one every day has exclusive stories to that site. In fact, jonesreport.com today is just loaded with actual news clippings from the Bilderberg Group meeting last week and a lot of other exclusive information. Going back to our guest, Dylan Avery, who created Loose Change, first edition and second edition, teamed up with his old high school buddy, Corey Rowe, and of course, there's good old Jason Burmis. What a character. I got a chance to see these young men in action with the national media, being interviewed by documentary filmmakers. They know their facts. That's why their films are so powerful. They just get better and better. I'm honored to be a seller of Loose Change 2. Instead of just seeing it on the internet, as tens of millions have, why not get a high-quality DVD of it? And they authorize you, as all good patriots do, to make copies of their films. So get an original DVD from us at InfoWars.com. Get it. Make copies. Get it out to people. Corey, Dylan, Loose Change 2nd Edition has been a phenomenon. Even the New York Times reported that. It is now the seminal 9/11 film. I would conservatively say downloaded about 20 million times off the Google videos, tens of millions of times other places. So it is now as big online as any major Hollywood blockbuster.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor. sorry to cut you off.
No, no, both of you. First, Dylan, then Corey, give us your take on the phenomenon of Loose Change 2.
It's absolutely overwhelming, Alex. I mean, I never expected any of this to happen. I mean, we weren't even responsible for uploading it to Google Video. Somebody just emailed us and said, hey, I put this online for you. I hope you don't mind. And we encourage it. So.
And somebody, for some reason, put my name on that upload. I don't know why.
you know, more publicity for all of us, I suppose. So, I don't know, man. It's been pretty incredible. And things have really taken off in ways that we never could have imagined. And now the hard part is, I guess, coping with it. And, you know, not letting it get too overwhelming.
Well, exactly. Corey, you guys, I mean, you know, you've been in the Army Rangers, so that taught you to not sit there and suck your thumb.
That was a mistake. I was not in the actual Rangers. I was in a unit that supported the Rangers all the time. I worked with them, but I wasn't actually in the Rangers.
Sure. Well, I'm just saying, I'm sure that the military taught you not to sit there and suck your thumb, as some people do, but just start taking action and success will follow. You guys have done that. Give us your take on the phenomenon of Loose Change 2.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's crazy to me that, it's not crazy to me. The first time I saw Loose Change, I saw various forms of it. There's the second edition out there. It's actually like the eighth or ninth. When Dylan was sending me his early cuts of Loose Change, I knew from the moment I saw it that it was going to be huge. I knew that it was going to take off and that it was actually going to change, you know, change people's minds out there. And Jason said the same thing as soon as he saw it. He's like, you know, this is the one that's going to be in the schools, and this is the one that's going to be out there, and this is the one that's going to change the hearts and minds of the American people. And that's exactly what it's doing, man. I mean, all of us together, Loose Change is out there. I mean, your movies are out there. Everybody's out there, and we're doing our part, and we're really starting to make a dent. I mean, you can't even, the news coverage can't even bring up 9/11 anymore without bringing up the conspiracy theorists and the people out there that just won't believe anything. I mean, they have to discredit us within their news reports now, because there's such an overwhelming population of 9/11 truth seekers within the American public as well as the international community.
Well, you know when something's going to be big. I with Terror Storm, we've spent three times the money on it I spent on past films. We hired all these professional graphics people, and I've got Graham Reynolds, who does the music for major Hollywood productions, like A Scanner Darkly that's coming out. So wait till you see Terror Storm. I've got that same feeling that Terror Storm is going to go thermonuclear. Guys, where does it go from here? Tell us about what's coming up on September 11th, that huge rally you're going to have at Ground Zero.
Right now, I mean, every DVD, every original DVD that gets sold through us and soon through our affiliates such as you, Alex, we'll be handing out invitations that go out with every DVD. They'll start to come inside the DVD case, inviting people down to Ground Zero this year, letting them know with the date, to take it off, to come down, to bring a sign, to wear a T-shirt, to make our presence known. I mean, it's, like I said, such a huge, overwhelming population of people out there that know about the 9/11 truth and want it exposed, that we're calling for everyone to come down this year. I mean, it's the fifth year anniversary. Every major news organization is going to be there. If they want a wide shot, they're going to have to cover somebody with a sign or a T-shirt. And if that's not enough, then we're taking it to the White House lawn the following year.
And you guys are also trying to maneuver, and you're having a lot of success on getting Loose Change 3rd and Final Edition in theaters.
Oh yeah,
that's what we're working on. We're going to be meeting with people concerning that out in Los Angeles the days beforehand, hopefully. So we'll see how that goes.
It's exciting. I want to shift gears here again because this is important, and focus with Corey Rowe here for a second. Corey, tell us about your experience. Of course, you were waking up, you said, I believe, in Iraq and in Afghanistan online, seeing Loose Change First Edition while you were there. Tell us about how you got into the military. That's a riveting tale. Your first day was 9/11, basically. What developed from there, how you woke up, and then let's get into what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Okay. The short version, summer day, just hanging out on the lawn. The recruiter drove up to me, and I was joshing with him. I was like, I was thinking about joining the military. Guy stops his car, puts it in park, gets out, walks over, starts handing out business cards, gives me a spiel, calls my parents, calls my family, starts sending me letters. I mean, at this point, he got me all hyped up, so I'm like, yeah, I'll go join the military. I send off on August 20th. I'm in holding for a few weeks. I'm in holding on September 11th. They march us out into a formation. They don't say anything. They just march us into a room, turn the TV on, watch the planes impact the towers, and then we watched the thing about the Pentagon being blown up. And from there, they took us back outside, put us back in formation, told us to pack our bags, and then from that moment, they shipped us to basic training. the next time I actually got to actively look at the information about September 11th was almost a year later when I got back from Afghanistan, because when you're in the military, you are only allowed to watch AFN, the Armed Forces Network, or read the Army Times, which is completely filtered news, and they're not going to actually tell you what's going on back in the real world. So when I came back from Afghanistan, after running some questionable missions, and then seeing what the American people were starting to see within our administration, I mean, it really got to a point for me that I was starting to wake up that there might be this alternate agenda behind the scenes for our administration and our actual involvement in the Middle East.
In fact, you were there supporting the special forces. You talked about how people that you know, and this was hard for you to talk about on record, on video, but independently it's actually been in the news, that bin Laden was targeted many times, and you talked to special forces people that were not allowed to pull the trigger.
Absolutely. I mean, there was operations, and like you said, I went and checked this out after I talked to you about it. There have been so many people that have come out and said, you know, they were on an operation and they had, you know, Osama bin Laden, you know, in the crosshairs. The unit that I talked to were in a position that they were able to assault his area and capture him, but they were told to stand down before the operation actually went green light.
Now, to be specific, you'd never read that in the news. You heard that in country. You start telling us on camera, and I could see you get scared and go, that's actually classified. But now I guess you've learned that colonels, a special forces colonel, went public to the San Francisco Chronicle. So it's not a secret. Tell people briefly, and then I want to get into Iraq. And I also want to get Dylan's take on this, because this gives you an idea of the type of young men that have made Second Edition. Tell people about what happened in Afghanistan, that one story with CNN and staging that event.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right before we're about to go home, Alex, we are all picked up. They're like, hey, guys, we got one more mission to do. Just one last thing we got to knock out, and then we're out of here. So we started this about three-week train-up for this huge mission to go clear a terrorist training camp on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. I mean, we had satellite overlays, and we had, you know, a 20-by-20 terrain model of mapping out the terrain in the area. We had everything planned. I mean, we had so much ammo, it was duct-taped to our legs, like 200-round drums of SAW ammo that was duct-taped to our legs. I mean, they put us in this mission. We fly out there. I'm on one of the last birds to fly in. We get the report back that the ground is ice cold. I mean, we land. There's nothing there. I mean, the buildings that were supposedly there were rubbled. I mean, I looked up the road and I could see special forces pulling security for us left and right. And this whole time, CNN was with us and they were doing this exclusive report on, you know, the Rakhisans, I think it was a battle on the border or something like that.
And to make a long story short, it turns out they knew the place was cold. It was all staged, but they still then had you all open fire and blow everything up like you were having a fight.
Yeah, they do what's called a spendex, and they're like, you know, guys, we just did this mission. Let's go ahead and burn this ammo. I mean, we brought 800 pounds of C4. So there were some caves. They're like, hey, let's blow up some caves. So, of course, the whole time CNN's recording this, they're like, hey, you know, burn some ammo. So we start blasting. I didn't even ever think about it because then we went home. They're like, you know, okay, now let's go home. So we went home, never thought about it. A few months later, I saw the tape, and it was completely distorted from what actually happened. And from there, they've used the same footage numerous times to, you know, cover stories in Iraq when they actually don't have footage of it. They're just giving you faith-based testimony that the government's handing them on a piece of paper and putting some fancy images on the screen and making it believable.
Turns out there were nobody in the caves. They knew it was cold. Nobody was there. Special forces had been there for days. But, oh my gosh, we're going to defeat Al-Qaeda. We're killing them in their caves right now. Corey, fast-forwarding, and I may have to hold you guys over a little bit past the 30-minute mark because we've got to tell the story and then spend some more time and tell folks about your website. Then they ship you into Iraq. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure thing. I got back to the United States 7 months later. I find myself redeploying again, this time to Iraq. I mean, this is when I started to wake up to things. I was like, okay, wait a minute. You know, 7 months ago, I was fighting these guys in Afghanistan. Now I'm going to Iraq to fight someone completely different. What's the real purpose behind this? They send me over there. And we start clearing the country. I mean, to fast forward to what you want to talk about, which is reflective of the Marines. One night we're on an OP. We're going out to resupply our observation posts that are pulling observation over the highways, so people don't place IEDs, improvised explosive devices, onto the highways. From there, we were just out resupplying them. I was fixing a radio because I was an RTO, a radio telephone operator for my commander, and I was fixing one of my RTO's radio, who's actually died now in Iraq. And all of a sudden, I'm down, bending down, fixing the radio, and all of a sudden I hear, you know, which what my commander described as and what sounded to me like an RPK opening up from the wood line. We had a platoon of security that was out there in that exact location that returned fire took, you know...
Stay there. We got a break. Wait till you hear this story, folks. We'll be right back after this quick break with Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe. Stay with us.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, riding the shotgun with us. Coming up in the next segment, we'll spend more time on Loose Change Second Edition and the new one, the final edition, coming out. It's going to be huge. I can't wait to see it. Sneak preview of a lot of the footage that's going to be in it coming up next Sunday and the second day of the conference in L.A. Corey, please continue. So you're there in this building. You're there watching the road. You hear some shots fired. Please continue.
Yeah, from that point, we had heard shots fired. The platoon that was on security started to return fire into the wood line where the fire we believe to have originated from. From that point, a guy ran out of the backwoods and where the fire was coming from in the direction of a tent. At the same time, coming down the highway in the direction that we were firing was a wedding party on their way or coming from a service of having a wedding. They were shooting celebratory fire out the windows, up into the air. During the firefight and all the chaos, what happened was some of the guys down on the line on security thought that was more incoming fire coming from the highway. So they returned fire onto the highway, killing people inside the wedding party who actually turned out to be the bride and the groom. And from there, even more, another car came down the road. We heard more fire coming from the road, lit up a second car on the highway. Some more guys down there on security. It turned out to be a Catholic family on their way to church, killing everyone, but I believe the small girl and the father was in a coma the last time that I'd ever heard anything about it.
How old was the child that was killed?
No more than eight, six or seven.
Make a U-turn, if possible. Make a U-turn.
Hold on, we got a little problem here. And I'm sorry, from there, we just went out. I mean, there was a lot of problems, you know. A lot of things happened that shouldn't have, but after the fact, we had.
And then make a shot.
Sorry, Alex. I apologize about that.
That's your GPS, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's telling me I'm going the wrong way, so I'm just going to go ahead and park right here. But from that point, I mean, a lot of things went wrong, and they all pulled us into an operation room after the fact, and we stayed there, and we over and over and over, like 6 and 7 hours, explaining what had happened, where the fire was coming. We had to draw diagram after diagram, which you'll see in the interview that I gave out. And on top of that, we actually had to go out the next day with metal detectors and try to come up with the RPK ammo, the casings from the RPK ammo.
And in summation, you guys don't even know there was no casings, that guy running around there by his tent that turned out with children may not have even been shooting. It was probably celebratory fire coming down the road. But in the final equation, the military did admit that it was a mistake instead of trying to cover it up. Now, can you contrast that compared to the Marines knowingly, and this is admitted now, going in and killing everybody in a house but one small girl?
I mean, for that to happen, for that kind of psyche, I mean, what's going on in Iraq right now? I mean, I'm not justifying it. I'm just stating that I can understand the psyche and the frustration that those guys go through every day after putting in, you know, blood, sweat, and tears to make sure that they try to get home alive, and they blow up. I mean, I can sympathize with them as well for doing it. They're defending their homeland. But in the end, I mean, for a Marine to react to that kind of situation by watching one of his soldiers die and then going into a house and retaliating on innocent people is criminal. I mean, they should be held accountable. And then not only that, but then the military tries to cover it up. And I mean, there's so many instances of military cover-ups of homicide from military soldiers onto Iraqis and all around.
Yeah, well, a part of your tour was in the Green Zone guarding a hospital. What did you see in there every day?
I mean, every day it was nothing but with small children, family members coming in, missing arms, legs, half their body, half their head. I mean, I was sitting in the ER door for about 2 weeks just watching the casualties of innocent Iraqis stream through the door. And the pain and everything that those family members had to go through to see that, I mean, it was really tough.
Describe for people what the women were screaming, because I've seen video of similar things. It tears your heart out.
I mean, a lot of it I didn't understand. I mean, I understand some of it, but they're all screaming, you know, to Allah and asking why and asking to get the Americans out of their country and stop killing their family members, because to them that's all they see. I mean, because that's what's happening on the ground level.
In our interview, you said you understand that if people invaded your country, that you would fight. Is it true that all the insurgents are al-Qaeda?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The insurgency in Iraq is nothing more than a civil war. I mean, these people, they've had the dictator that was in charge of them taken out, and now their country is being run by, to them, infidels. So to them, they're fighting for rights of getting their country back to them, and they're fighting a sovereign or a foreign nation that's invaded their nation. I mean, I can completely understand if someone parachuted in my backyard, you can guarantee that not only me but every American out there with a shotgun would be sitting on his front porch just waiting for someone to try to take his piece of land. I mean, I see it.
We'll be right back. We'll talk more about Loose Change Second Edition and the final edition that's coming out with Dylan Avery and, of course, Corey Rowe. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
I want to remind listeners that we're not selling tickets at the event. It's going to be sold out beforehand. It's almost sold out now. Coming up June 24th and 25th, not this weekend. It starts today, next weekend. If you want tickets, they're almost gone. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through to AmericanScholarSymposium.org. Get your tickets there. We use Tix.com, the big official mainline ticketing service. They will email you your e-ticket, or you can call the toll-free number and order tickets, and we will email you a ticket that way. We can no longer mail you physical tickets. That cut off a few days ago. A few of you that we just got your orders, we are mailing those out to you, but again, that's over. It's almost sold out right now. And if you want to get the list of who's speaking and who's going to be at the event, you go to Infowars.com, you link through to the banner at the top to AmericanScholarSymposium.org, and that's the list of who's speaking. There's one or two spots where we're going to have surprise guests. Other than that, that's who's there. It's weird. I'm getting all these emails and stuff, other people claiming they're speaking or they're at the event, and they're going to have a rude awakening when they get there because we barely have time for everybody who's on the agenda. And I'm not going to cram too many people into the agenda and then shortchange those that are there to officially speak. Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis that are going to be there are both going to have their chance to show their new material and to speak. So who you see on the list is who you're going to get. It's going to be great. I want to thank all of you that have gotten tickets. And if you haven't, again, it's you do not want to miss it. Go to Infowars.com right now. I want to go back to Dylan Avery, who's been holding patiently here, but finishing up, Corey, you know, specifically, you were in Iraq. The Iraqis on record say it's much worse than it was before we got there. You were there. You witnessed what is happening. Are we helping the Iraqis? As a soldier who was in both theaters, is this a good thing that's happening in Iraq?
No, absolutely not. This is the worst decision Americans ever let our government get us into. I mean, I'm not going to blame it on the Americans here. This is the worst thing that we've decided to do in a very long time.
What was it like seeing dead and dying children? Because I hear all these neocons on radio going, turn them into a parking lot, kill them all. Talking to you, you said the Iraqis are pretty nice people and that after 12 years of sanctions, 13 years of sanctions, that they're living almost at a caveman level. Can you describe that?
Absolutely. I mean, these people live in a very small world. I mean, they have nothing for them. They seriously have no plumbing. They have absolutely nothing for them that's going to make their life livable. I mean, they have whatever electricity that doesn't get shut off that day. Oh my God. I apologize for this, Alex. There's so much going on. But yeah, it's over there, man. Their lives are not getting any better. The cities are being rubbled one by one. I mean, their houses are being destroyed. It's not ending for them, and there's no end in sight.
Last question for you, Corey, and then I'm going to let you go and finish up with Dylan here briefly, who I appreciate holding. Witnessing what happened in Iraq, we see polls where 70% of the troops want to come home and say it's bad. What number being on the ground and now talking to your comrades that come home, what percentage of them are against the war? I know at Chicago event, some of your war buddies who live in Chicago showed up. What's their view on it now?
I mean, anybody who goes over there, and I mean, this is for the people that in my unit who, when I got out, were getting ready to redeploy over there, and they were all excited, looking forward to it. These people have no idea what they're getting themselves into, and when they get over there and they realize what they're a part of and what's going on, it's no longer a doubt in their mind that what other Americans were saying before they left, that the war is unjust, is true. I mean, when they come home, they know the atrocities that their government's capable of. They're aware. I mean, and if they're not, then they're so deep in that there's no saving them anyway.
What percentage is awake?
Honestly, Alex, I couldn't give you an accurate portrayal of that because I haven't been in the service for about a year now. Actually, it was just a year yesterday. It was my one-year anniversary from being out. You know, I'd say over 50% know when they get back. When they get back, over 50% are well aware of what's going on.
All right. I appreciate you joining us. Corey, take care. I'll hope to see you out in L.A.
All right, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I apologize about the sound problems.
Oh, no. And I appreciate Dylan for holding the last 15 minutes. Dylan, shifting gears back to your new film, give us a little bit of a sneak preview. Loose Change Final Edition, how is it going to differ from the second edition?
vastly. that's the most I can say to wrap it up really quickly. I mean, we get emails, you know, there's, as you and probably many listeners are aware, there's now viewer guides, Loose Change Second Edition viewer guides, you know, pointing out things that, you know, they feel are inappropriate or inaccurate about our movie. And most of the time, it's just nitpicking and name-calling and no actual debunking of the
other. No, I've read a lot of that. 98% of it's manufactured.
Yeah, and I mean, apart from that, it's just simple, you know, simple mistakes that could have been avoided if, you know, I had more time and more resources at my disposal.
No, I know, but, it's easy for somebody that's never made a film. I do it while I do radio shows, while I have a family. I mean, it's easy to go to see an hour and a half film and then look at it and find one or two things. Oh, they said the wrong type of airplane crashed into the 1945 into the Empire State Building. Big deal, a big airplane crashed into it. You know, they can nitpick one or two things.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, moving on, you know, it doesn't bother me. It actually more amuses me, if anything else. But essentially, you know, we got interviews with people, which is, you know, one thing that the second edition obviously lacked was that a lot of times we had to put text up onto the screen as opposed to actually going and interviewing people. And again, we would love to interview these people, but it's kind of hard to track people down. But thanks to the success of the second edition, a lot of these people have actually come to us and have actually volunteered to be interviewed as opposed to us, you know, going and finding them. So basically what we've done is we interviewed people like Kevin Ryan, Jim Fetzer. We're going to interview Professor Jones out in Los Angeles and essentially just lay all the doubt to rest. You know, it's going to be 100% solid. It's going to be 100% legal, so we're not going to have any legal threats from, you know, any law firms out there. It's going to be really good, Alex. It's going to be, you know, it's why we're calling it the final cut, because we want this to be definitive.
Absolutely. And do you guys think you're going to stick my Michael Moore confrontation in there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're still having some problems with the footage, but I think that's more of a problem on our end. I think that we just don't have the capabilities you guys have. But we'll sort it out.
So we never – no, yeah, we sent you one without the audio like idiots. You're saying you haven't gotten another one in the mail yet?
No, I did. And then our program, the audio skipping, but, you know, whatever. That's like I said, I'm pretty sure that's a problem on our end. But moving on from that stuff. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the Los Angeles conference. It's going to be a huge event, and we're stoked, to say the least.
And then you're going to try to get home after that and try to finish the third edition while you're busy doing interviews and busy, you know, promoting what you're doing and responding to it and responding to attacks.
Yeah.
You're also trying to finish the third edition. Hey, welcome to the club, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's great to be a member. I wouldn't quit if I had the choice.
It's exciting, but I mean, what you guys have done is a testament to what taking action can do. Simply, you know, not talking about how big the problem is or how it's hard to wake people up. If you simply put one foot in front of the other, if you simply get in the lion's den, if you simply put yourself in the way of the tyranny, many times we're going to have victories. And so all of you out there, there's many young people listening right now who can make films better than Loose Change, who can make films better than Martial Law, who can make films better than Terror Storm. It's up to you as talented, intelligent artists and researchers out there to do this. And Dylan, wouldn't you be happy if somebody made a film that dwarfed what you've done?
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Exactly. And I think that's why you guys have been successful, too. You have the Big Ten approach. There's a lot of egomaniacs out there that are jealous of what you guys have done. And it's just so sad. I know that a rising tide raises all ships, and together, by all of us winning and getting the information out, it makes us all safer at the end of the day.
Yeah, and, you know, that's all we can hope for, is that, you know, one person, or, you know, hopefully every person out there takes every possible step that they can to just get the truth out there. You know, make a movie, publish a book, or, you know, just hand out DVDs. You know, be the crazy person on the corner. It doesn't matter. Just get the word out there.
I agree with you. It was great talking to you, Dylan. I'll see you in Los Angeles. When are you guys getting in?
We're going to get in on the 20th.
Okay, so you're coming in on Tuesday.
Yes, we are.
I'm coming in on the 21st on Wednesday. And you got my cell phone number. I'll try to remember to take yours with me. And hopefully we can hook up. I'm going to be doing some meetings there as well in those days before. But Godspeed, and I'm praying for you. You keep it up, champ.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking forward to seeing you out there, bud.
All right, let you get back to work. Take care. There goes Dylan Avery, the guy that first made the first edition and now made the second edition with his buddies Jason Burmis and Corey Rowe. All right. I know we got a bunch of callers online. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us. 800-259-9231. By the way, I don't want to hear that. That's just one of the troops. That's just that Corey Rowe guy. Other troops love what happened. Oh, yeah, I talk to troops all the time that come home. I don't think I found any of them that like it unless I was out at Crawford. And then they were normally troops who were in 10, 15 years ago who now work for Lockheed Martin or Halliburton. And, of course, they love the war. They say it's no big deal killing all these civilians. They say that the Arabs all want to drink our blood. They want to kill us. No, Iraqis loved us 15 years ago. They loved us 14 years ago. That's a historical fact. They loved us. They had Playboy magazine. I'm not saying that's good, but Playboy magazine selling in the shops and rock and roll music. And women were 60% of the college graduates. They were becoming first world. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Corey described to me how these families live now. A power about 1 hour a day if they get it. No running water. Liver flukes in the water. Most of the children malnourished, walking around with their rib cages sticking out. The troops go in and bulldoze their date palms and their tangerine orchards and their food supplies because, quote, snipers can hide in them. It's just mass murder, the globalist plan of genocide. The Iraqis were 25 million in 1990. They're 22 million now. 3 million people went somewhere. They went somewhere. 3 million people. 3 million. When the rest of the Middle East is exploding in population. You can look at the population graphs of Iraq prior to 1991 and the invasion. You look at it, it's going straight up. Well, Iraq was something like 10 million people 50 years ago. They were 25 million. They're now 22 million. Doing a good job of killing them. You want to kill them all? Well, we are. Little babies are starving to death. Oh, I know before it was all Saddam's fault. He wouldn't let them, you know, have the food. Oh, it got blocked by Saddam. That was all lies. Saddam was a secular leader. Saddam was put in by our government. Saddam was CIA, and they set him up. Saddam's evil. He has rape rooms. Turns out that's all lies, but our government really does have rape rooms, and that's okay, our media says. I guess Bush and them were talking about their dreams for Iraq, making up what they were planning to do. I know I got all these callers. We were talking to Todd in Minnesota. Is he still there? I told him he could hold and finish up what he was saying. Todd, earlier you were talking about the Second Amendment and how you researched the Federalist Papers, and the Second Amendment really is about the individual right to keep and bear arms. What else was it you wanted to add?
Well, I had one more comment and a question, but there was something that was I wanted to ask first. Did you get that information from the JFK Library? You were very excited about a caller yesterday. And,
yeah, we got it and posted it on Infowars.com.
Excellent. Okay. To my next comment, I wanted to say something that is kind of interesting. My 13-year-old daughter had to write a small research paper on global warming. You can imagine how painful that would be, having to read those papers. Anyway, I ended up having to have a conference with two of my daughter's teachers over her paper.
Did they say it was, like, kind of a crime, that she said it was a fraud?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, they're clearly upset at the stance she took, but yet they didn't know how to react. And, you know, I guess...
So in America, you got to have a conference because of a stance on a paper.
Yeah.
That sounds like freedom. Sounds like freedom.
She actually used facts to support her argument, you know. As a last resort, they ended up accusing her of having someone with several degrees write her paper.
Oh, so they tried to accuse her with a plagiarism.
Yeah, I mean, her paper was flawless. She ended up getting an A-. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Is it in a PDF format? Email it, I'll post it.
Okay, well, keep in mind, a seventh grader wrote it. So.
I don't care. No, I'll say a seventh grader wrote it, and I want you to write a header on it describing what she went through. You can remove her name, just say the school district. Send it to tips at Infowars.com, Kevin at Infowars.com, Ryan at Infowars.com, and then we'll get it if you send it to all three.
Well, yes, sir. I think she's probably got it on a disc somewhere, and I'll get that to you within 48 hours.
So tell us the story. How did this begin?
Well, she had to write a paper on global warming, and she ended up doing a little bit of research. I think one of her, she started at Infowars.com, put some keywords in, and started, she quickly learned about how, and now keep in mind, this is a layman's perspective, but she learned about how the arguments that these people use against global warming are actually by people that disagree with the people using their arguments. They're, you know, the scientists are like, wait a minute, we're not saying what you say we're saying. And, you know, she got into...
They had a global survey. Over 70% of top climatologists say that we're in danger of global cooling. Right before a global cooling, you have a global warming that then starts a phenomenon that then starts the rapid cooling. We're in a 12,000-year ice age cycle, absolutely documented, going back over 10 cycles. And please continue.
I don't have a lot to... I should have been a little bit more prepared to discuss this more.
Here's another thing. Put ice in a glass and overfill it with the ice. When it melts, the glass will go down about an inch. So if the ice caps totally melt, that's what ends up causing the global cooling afterwards. If they melt, the ice was displacing a greater ratio, and so you will actually see, on average, a 3-foot drop in world sea levels if the caps actually melted. Let me explain that again. Top scientific computer models have been done by major universities. If the ice caps, that's Antarctica and the North Pole, completely melted, you would see upwards of a 3-foot drop in ocean levels, because ice displaces upwards of 10.1%. Now, that's a scientific number, 10.1%. In fact, I was watching a documentary about it last night, of all places, with my children. They're allowed TV once a week, and it was a scientific documentary. And it wasn't even one poo-pooing global warming. It wasn't even about global warming. It was about the wonders of water. And it showed how every other gas or liquid, when you freeze it, contracts. Water actually expands, and 10.1% greater area is expelled. So, if 10% of the volume that the ice caps displace is suddenly gone, when it liquefies, a 3-foot drop. Can we all say that together? I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all I have on that comment.
Oh, did she put that in there? Because I hope she did. That's one of the 101s here.
She did put some very similar things like that. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I should have been more prepared. Maybe I could discuss
this. No, you're doing a great job. Let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. There is global climate change going on. The sun is going to increase its brightness, NASA has said, by 50% in the next 11.5-year cycle. We're in crisis mode. It has nothing to do with our cars. Now, even if global warming was real, as they say it is, even if there was this massive shift, which is happening, but not for the reasons they say, what does a global tax on the industrialized world have to do with it? Absolutely nothing. So cede to them that global warming is real, which isn't true. Change is real. Massive climate change is happening. It's been happening and always happens. Then you go to the major scientific studies that a major gas volcano explosion of the type of Mount St. Helens puts out more particulates into the atmosphere and more greenhouse gases than all human activity in the last 100 years. Boom, you hit them with that. You keep hitting them. Boom, boom, boom. Then they talk about how carbon dioxide is so deadly and raises the Earth's temperature. Actually, plants can metabolize over 50% more carbon dioxide and actually grow faster and act as a sponge, and you see more green life worldwide in belts where it was previously not there, and the desertification appearing in areas that it previously wasn't. It's part of the climatological shift. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. Nah! Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I know I'm ranting and raving. It's just global warming, the way they propose it, the solutions they push for it, has no connection to reality. It's about a global government body and a global tax to deal with the crisis. And, oh, we've got to take your resources to save the Earth. What's endangering the Earth is genetic engineering. What's endangering the earth is all the toxic chemicals they're dumping in the ocean. The environmental groups are all funded by the big oil companies, I mean all of them, and they're just busy out stealing private property. Nature Conservancy is the biggest real estate owner in the country. But don't tell an idiot environmentalist that. They don't really want to help the environment that's in crisis. It is in crisis. No, they just want to feel good and go to little parties and believe their religious orthodoxy that's as kooky as anything I've ever heard of. And you don't want the facts because you can't deal with it. Your friends will ostracize you. Teachers will threaten seventh graders and say you didn't write this. They will say, what's wrong with you? You're not saying it's real. Climate change is real. It's always happened. By the way, the argument is, well, ice does displace 10.1% more radius than liquid water, frozen water. Ice does, but Alex, most of that ice is above water, so it's not displacing. Normally, depending on the structure or how it's been piled up on itself, then it goes into precipitation. But normally, these ice masses only have 3 to 5% above. The average is different parts of the world. So you've got between 7 and 5% below water. That's where the scientific calculations come from of a 3-foot drop. Let me say it again. 3-foot drop of sea level if the ice caps completely melted. Then they say that carbon dioxide will kill the atmosphere. When there's more carbon dioxide, it is then equalized because the plants simply will increase their uptake of it. They like a higher mixture of carbon dioxide. And then they put out more oxygen that we breathe. The insects and the mammals and the different species that are out there on this planet. So I don't want to rant and rave about it all day. I just, it is such a fraud, like everything else. Like 9/11 is a hoax. Zarqawi's a hoax. WMDs are a hoax. Everything is a hoax, okay? Most of what the government does is a hoax. And Al Gore, oh, he's so good, he's saving us. And the media giving him all this coverage when the media is owned by the oil companies. Let's go ahead and talk to Clyde, then we'll talk to Paul and many others. Go ahead, Clyde.
Yes, Mr. Jones, I just want to first start off by saying that I'm looking forward to your new video coming out. And the reason why I called, I wanted to ask you a question about the UN soldiers. And I'll ask this question and listen off the air. Under what circumstances do you think that we would see UN soldiers patrolling the streets here in America?
We've already seen Mexican and other foreign troops for wildfires in 2000, for Katrina in 2005. You will see them as part of the continental security perimeter. International forces, they'll be Mexican, American, and Canadian, but they will be in international uniforms. That's in the official plan. And then they have said that if there's a catastrophic attack and we're, quote, tied down in the war on terror, foreign assets will be used to secure the homeland. That is on record over 10 times. So the government has announced they will use foreign assets in America if a nuke goes off or if there's some biological release.
Okay, do you think that we'll see that soon? How soon? What is the timetable for estimation?
The minute they think we'll buy it, they're running war games, psychological focus group tests. The minute they think we'll accept it, you'll see it that very second. And we won't buy it right now, so they can't do it. We would have already seen nukes. We would have already seen smallpox. We would have already seen souped-up bird flu. But because they know that we're not buying it, they're in a holding pattern right now. The minute you turn your back, the tiger is going to jump on your back. Right now, you're faced towards the woods where the tiger is lying. He's not going to jump till you turn your back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.